Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Father, as we go into your word, open our understanding. Set us free to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. It says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, in those days, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Wow. Wise men came from the east. Wise men. Praise God. So we'll be looking at wise men today. You see, we talked a lot about the birth of Jesus. We talked about the shepherds. We talked about there's no inn there's no room in the inn. We talked about the angels showing up. But we won't talk about the gifts and the men visiting. But not, well, maybe in my own circle or my own sphere, I've not had too much focus put upon these wise men. What motivated them so that we can gain notice from it. The first thing I want you to know about wisdom is that wisdom manifests itself in works. Say works. Yeah. You can't say somebody is wise when you can't see proof of what he does. Bible says wisdom is justified by our children. What validates wisdom is the result wisdom brings. Mark chapter 6, verse 2. Mark chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. This may speak wise words, but may not do wise things. That's exactly how the word of God is. Because somebody preaches the word of God does not make him a person who does the word of God. But Bible says, I would liken a man who does the word to a wise man. So these men were not credited wise because they saw the star, because they observed it, because they even spoke about it. They were counted wise because they came. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach, talking about Jesus in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? He was speaking, but they tie his wisdom to what he was doing. They said, and what wisdom is this given to him that even such mighty works are wrought by his mouth?
No, sir.
No. Are wrought how?
His
hands. So wisdom, man, if you can claim you are a wise person and there are no proof of great results that validate the wisdom. Psalm 104, verse 24, Bible talking about the wisdom of God. It said, every work of God is done by the wisdom of God. Did you see that? Oh Lord, I'm manifold. That word manifold means manifold. Can I tell you a secret? You don't know how many fold are in why God put you in the family he put you today. You don't know how many. What layer of activity, events, positioning? Number two, even where you live. Many of us don't know that maybe our son needs a person God wants to connect him with in his school. That's why you are living where you are living. You don't know. That is for the sake of this boy connecting with this boy in his class. For a future date, you have no way to tie up. That's the manifold there. The serialization of what God does, how it unfolds, like a bed sheet. How many know your bed sheet is not as large as your bed when you fold it? Until you spread it out. So that bed sheet has many folds. So that when you unfold it, you see how big it will cover your. Now, that's how God's work is. That's the wisdom of God. That's how wisdom manifests itself. It manifests itself in works. So these people, Bible says, they were wise men. Because what they did was what validated their wisdom. Quickly, what's the import and essence of their coming, though? What do I need to learn from it? Or what did their wisdom prove in their coming? Number one, it proves affirmation. Affirmation. What is affirmation? Statement or proof that something is true. And they accounted for it. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, Bible says, where is he born king of the Jews? Wow. Orientals affirming that Jesus is king. Did you see that? And the Jews, you know, they didn't accept Jesus as their king. But as a witness, like I do every time we are reading scripture, I call my sister to be a witness. So that what I'm saying is not for me, it's not my word. Of course, I can read the Bible by the help of the Holy Spirit, even if I cough. But you see, I engage her as a witness so that she also can, you can hear her voice declaring what God is saying, matching it as a witness. Give God a hand clap. They are coming affirmed that Jesus is king. Don't forget, they were astrologers. The very proud people you can engage are wise. I mean, you see, they are not, you don't say they are proud like that, but they are difficult to convince because they know more. You know what I'm saying? They do what? It's to them you will differ. You go and meet them. How you don't read, you don't have an astrology book. You go and read what will happen to you on Thursday. No. Writers, don't do that again. The Holy Spirit. You know, don't do that. You see, God doesn't want... You see, all the elements, they speak for God. They speak for God. But God doesn't want us to be subject to them. Like, some things happen only when there is full moon. How many people know that? You don't know. Okay. Thank God you don't know. Because the knowledge of good and evil is evil. You don't know. The elements, they direct things. They do what? You know what the elements are? Yeah, the sun, moon, star. They direct things. That's why they could see star, man. When things happen, the elements respond. Praise the Lord. Anyway, let's leave that alone. You will not be subject to the elements. Because when the Bible says the sun shall not smite thee by day, it's not like he has a cane. It's effect. When the turning of the sun will generate certain effect, it's more afflicting. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And he said, the moon shall not smite you by day. It's the turning of it. What the elements cause to happen. But thank God we are above all of that.
Amen.
So they affirm that Jesus is king. They saw his star, man. They observed it. Like that, the star was so magnificent, it humbled them. It humbled their wisdom. Like that, mommy, we don't have a lot of, you see, what respect do you have toward the word of God? How odd, how submissive are you to the magnificence of God's word? But not these astrologers. Bible says, did you know what they said they came to do? They came to worship. You see, it's in this Christian kingdom that we don't understand consequences. In the spirit realm, oh my God, oh my God. Oh. Remember when Jesus said, when a devil go out of somebody, he goes to hire many people? Who are what?
Stronger.
More wicked, stronger. So they know their ranks in the spirit. So when you see a high ranking wickedness coming, and you don't do what you have to do, you won't see it. They came. They said, we come to worship. They affirmed it. Number two, I have to move quickly. They show respect. Wise men. They did what? They showed them. What is respect? I got all of this from the meaning from the dictionary, just for reference. It said, deep admiration for someone elicited by their ability, quality, or achievement. You know, you see here, you know, we are not slack to say anything about anybody. But they don't do that in the spirit. They don't what? The Bible says, Michael did not charge Lucifer over the body of Moses when Satan was challenging him. But how did he answer? The Lord. The Lord. Lighthouse. Don't join people to say, I bind you, Satan. Lighthouse. Is disorderly. Is what?
Disorderly.
Satan didn't. Since they bound him, what happened? Did somebody untie him or what? Or you didn't tie him well? That's why sometimes we pray some prayer that bring affliction, but you won't see it. Call on the Lord. Do what?
Call on the Lord.
He said the Lord will deliver you from all evils. They show respect to Jesus. It's Matthew 2:2. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east, and we are come. We are what? We are come. That word come is a show of respect. Because you go to him that is higher than you. You do what? You don't call somebody higher than you to come. Can you call your boss come? Then you be in your house. Mike, come to my office. They will say, what? But can he call you? It's a proof of respect. I was in my office one day, one place I used to work in New York, and the boss, finance director, called this lady. And she said, I'm eating on his table. She said, the man just called HR. You didn't know why he was calling you. You shouldn't have been having lunch on your table. You should go out and there's a canteen in the building. Where's you? And the lady said, is that Mary? Can you come to my office? Mary said, I'm here. Okay. That was the last day. She called the boss called HR. Sharp, sharp. They say, and now lights out. Do you come to God? Or you are saying, God, if you are true, come and wake me up. You get out of bed, man. You come to him. He said, come. It's a proof of respect to come. Matthew, Psalm 95, verse 6 and 7. Psalm 95, verse 6 and 7. What did he say? Come. And let us do what? My family, come to God. Do what? It's a proof of respect. Come. Psalm 5 from verse 1. He said, hearken to the voice of my cry, O God. Unto thee will I look up. He said, unto thee will I pray. Look at verse 3. My voice shall thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayers unto thee. My family, wise men show respect. Wise men do what? My dear family, don't disrespect anybody. Do what? Bible says, honor all men. Honor people. Honor people. Wise men. Now, I'm using that wise men, not in the context of those who visited Jesus now, but using them as a metaphor. If you are a wise man, there's nothing too big for you to say to anybody. May you not be alone. In the name of Jesus. They affirmed. Give affirmation to your boss. Don't say, who is he? Is it because you are working in the same office? Then go and start your office. Anything they call anybody, it's God that did it so. It's God that did what?
Did it so.
He said, whoever, Romans chapter 13, my sister. He said, whoever resists an authority resists God. Can I tell you a secret? Authority cannot, authority is under God too. Let authority be doing what he's doing. You be doing what God says you should do. One day, God will do what has to do with authority. He didn't hire you to deal with authority. Have you left?
Yeah,
you will be in violation, man. He will clear you out. Bible says he does not hold the sword in vain. There is a sword in his hand. He said, whosoever therefore resists power, resisted the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves what? Damnation. Look at the next verse. No. Verse 2, my sister. He said, whoever therefore resists the power, resists. Oh, what was in verse 1? Yeah. He said, let every soul be subject to higher powers, for there is no power but of God. There is no, right now, nobody can be anything if God didn't permit it. Including your, including our husband, our wife. Don't say he's a foolish man. Wait, you call him foolish, he behaves foolishly, then you are complaining. Whatever Adam called that thing, that's who. Remember the story of Laban? His wife said, as he is called, as he is called, may you call what you want. So that when you see it, you won't be sad. For there's no power but of God. You can't somebody was talking about her husband. He said, yeah, remember that. What? Don't say that again. Don't do what? Can I tell you a secret? It's not what is heard that counts, it's what is said. He doesn't need to hear, man. For him to have, look at children. Look at children that we have, right? How many Wubu's children speak French? We were speaking English in your house. Or when the child will begin to speak, he started speaking French. Mm-hmm. Or Russian, Russian. Spanish. Yoruba. Raise up the children speaking English. Now they can't, you have to struggle to speak Yoruba. You know what that means? Whatever is being said is being held. And you empower the person to throw it back. Lighthouse, have you left?
Yeah.
I can never call D any name except D. Sheila, praise God. Ask her, what day did I ever curse her in my life? We've been married 30 years. Call her names behind her and before her. Or all of you are here. And I say, this is a foolish woman. Whatever you call it, God said, and God did what? God saw. Go and read it now. Genesis 1:3. God said, and God saw. Can I tell you a secret? Whatever you say. Verse 4. And God saw. God said in verse 3, God saw. You see, between the time you said it, there's a gap. So that when you see it, we know you said it. Have you left? I said, this man, you are not taking him. It's because you haven't said anything. Say, I will say something new.
I will say something new.
Gracious, positive. Bible says a man shall be satisfied with the fruit of his lips. Lighthouse, can I tell you something? It is not what is heard, but what is said. The person doesn't need to hear it for it to have effect. Wise men show respect. The last thing. Honor. They came to honor him. Matthew 2:2. All of it is now Matthew 2:2. Everybody is celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. But this man, they proved the worth of being a wise man. And when, where is it that was born? Think of the Jews. We have seen his star in the east, and we have come to do what? You see that worship there? Is from the word worth, to ascribe worth to something. The same thing you have for friendship. The same thing you have for fellowship. When you don't ascribe worth to something, how can you draw value from it? Stand up. Let's stand up and have faith. Have you left? No, you cannot devalue something and draw value from it. We have come to worship him. What is honor? Honor is arrogating superiority. When you honor something, somebody is coming, and you say, please, sit down. Let me stand up. You know what you did? He didn't ask for it. You arrogate honor to that person. I was somewhere yesterday to the glory of God, and God sent me there to the glory of God. And I greeted somebody, and I did like this. And what that person done me? And the person said, Pastor, please, I won't take that. Much older than me. He said, no. I did it the first time. She said, no, please, I won't take it. I did it the second time, after some time, because I just want to respect her honor. She said, Pastor, I won't take that. Please don't do that again. Say honor. Yeah. God said, I will honor them. Can I tell you a secret? You cannot give honor and not derive honor. The person doesn't need to be there. You cannot do what? For what a man sows, let's lift up our hands to God this morning and receive grace to be wise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Change, Lord. Have your way. Nothing more. Where I go, please take a look. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Have your will, Lord. Have your nature. God winked at. Like, there's no word sent to us by God to destroy or to condemn. He will only correct so that we won't do so again. That is where we have failed in the past, thinking that's the way to go about it. Father, in mercy, let grace wipe it off in Jesus' name. Lord, having known better today, Lord, grant us grace to do exceedingly better in the name of Jesus. Daddy, may we like what we see because we said it. In the name of Jesus. He said, as I am heard in their ears, so shall I do unto them. It's not the person you are talking about that hears. It's God who takes notice, who gives effect to what he said. Baba, Bible says God called those things that were not as if they were. In our calling to say what is right, grant us joy to see what we said. That Jesus might be glorified. Thank you for today, Daddy. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Stretch your hands towards me also. Please pray for me that grace will not be taken from my lips. Bible says grace is poured upon thy lips. Psalm 45, verse 2. He said, you are fewer than the children of men. Why? Because grace is poured upon thy lips. Daddy, please, this mouth, thank God, was it that pure? He said, don't allow Satan to use me. That's a powerful prayer. My God, please, I beg you, till I see you in glory, let me not serve no one but God. Thank you, Papa. In Jesus' name we pray. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we shall be in the house of the Lord forever and ever. God bless you. Have a great Christmas ahead. Please, in the name of Jesus, there will be no traffic for you to get home for good lunch.